Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game.
Courtney Kirkland, Aaron Smith, Brandon Adair are the three officials tonight. Warriors wearing their Oakland jerseys. The Oakland across the front with the gold letters outlined in orange in the back. Houston wearing H-Town jerseys, powder blue with red outlines, white letters, white numbers in the backside. We were told that powder blue was a secondary color of the Rockets. I really can't remember that, but apparently it happened in the late 90s. And also, of course, might be an homage to the Houston Oilers. Love you, Blue. Earl Campbell. Dan Pastorini. Bum Phillips. Opening tip control by the Warriors and Kent Bazemore. Hands it back to Looney. We're underway. Golden State going left to right on your radio dial. Draymond Green with it. Passes to Looney. Draymond takes the handoff. Blasting by Olynyk. Laid it in with the left hand on the right side of the bucket.
And you beat one man. There was no one to give help from the weak side.
Well, the Rockets will have their first possession of the night. Porter Jr. off a screen by Wood. Wood with a catch and shoot three, a pick and pop. No good. Rebound fought for. A loose ball foul. It's going to be on Kelly Olynyk. Very easily could have been a play on, but the ball was loose, and I think they felt that, hey, it's got to be a foul there somewhere.
Yep. Olynyk wanted to play on. This is his 20th game now in a Houston uniform, and he's playing for a contract, and his numbers are huge.
Draymond Green between the circles. Gets it to Looney, back to Draymond. Draymond a little banged up. The pass to Curry goes right through his hand. Steps around Porter, though. Grabs it, shoots it, and rattles, doesn't fall. Rebound goes to Olynyk.
That was a trick play to get
kick
open.
Out to Tate. Tate on the go. Hand off to Brooks. Brooks shoveled it back to Olynyk. Brooks on the left side. Feeds Tate. Tate in traffic. Dishes to Wood to the corner. Porter Jr. there, and it's a swish with a three ball, and the Rockets take the advantage. Draymond Green up the floor. Backdoor cut, bad pass off of Curry's shin out of bounds, and it's a turnover.
He wasn't open. You can't try to squeeze something in there, especially early in the game. You got to be a little more prudent. That was good defense last time, even though they hit that three, by the way. They just got moved the ball better.
Porter Jr. We're up in Seattle, Rainier Beach High School. Same high school as Jamal Crawford. Olynyk to Christian Wood. To Tate. Tate on the far side, off the screen. Triple team, gets it up top. Porter Jr., pump fake. Bazemore flies by, lets it go. It's off the glass, no good. Shot clock violation on the Rockets. You heard the buzzer come out there.
Well, the last time, or back in March when they played, Kevin Porter Jr. lit the Warriors up for 25. So he's capable.
By the
coming way, off a 50-point game, though, he's got to think about those things.
Ball thrown to Looney. Looney up top. Waiting, finds a cutter, it's Wiggins. Wiggins will drive on Olynyk, spins on him, shoots a tough fadeaway, short, good defense by Olynyk. Wood pulls down the rebound, throws the ball ahead. Tate to the restricted area, cut off by Looney, spins on him, shoots and scores. Nice move with his back to the basket. 5-2 Houston with 2 minutes gone by in quarter number one.
Another undrafted rookie who's getting playing time and producing.
Bazemore to Curry. Curry far side, steps out, takes a three, slides it home, and we're tied just like that. Well, Stephen Curry starts the month of May the same way he ended the month of April. That's knocking down threes. Olynyk guarded by Bazemore. Bazemore on the reach, and Olynyk goes to the deck, and it's ripped away by Wiggins, but a jump ball between Looney and Olynyk. Draymond Green, always a big fan of hustle, helps Kelly Olynyk up off the deck.
Yeah, when you put the ball on the floor against the Warriors right now, they're just converging in, and you can see their effort today to keep Olynyk from getting easy hoops.
So we'll see on this jump ball, which is in the circle to our left. I didn't see him come out and wipe up any perspiration. Maybe Olynyk hasn't broken a sweat yet.
Yeah, it's too early.
Ball thrown up, tipped, and Curry comes up with it. Curry calls Looney over, gets a screen. Now Curry gets Olynyk, gets doubled. Cross-court pass batted down by Tate. Draymond hustles to the backcourt for it. 13 on the shot clock. Pass goes right through the legs of Curry. It's out of bounds. Touched by Olynyk. Deflected it that way. And
they're fortunate.
Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy play by Golden State.
You know, you want to be quick. You want to be movements, thinking, and everything, but you don't want to hurry too much.
Curry on the right sideline to Bazemore. Bazemore back to Curry. Curry now dribble drive on Olynyk. Has him on his hip. Looks and throws the ball away. Deflected down. Tate comes up with it. Tate on the break. Left corner. Brooks, pump fake, flyby. Takes a three ball off the dribble. Air ball. Olynyk had it. Lost it. Picked it up at the top of the key as it squirted away. And now gets the ball over to Brooks. He'll come left on the dribble. Two-hand feed up top. Porter Jr. lob into Olynyk. Had it deflected off of his hand out of bounds. And so neither team satisfied with success right now. We're tied at five. 8:55 to go first quarter. Warriors and Rockets meeting for the third time this year.
How about working the offense without turning the ball over for either team?
Curry gets a pick, throws to Draymond. Two-hand touch pass over to Wiggins. Wiggins for three, knocked it down in front of the Golden State bench. Warriors back on top with their second triple of the quarter.
Just hit an open man, make it look easy.
Porter Jr. left side dribbled it, but deflected off Wiggins. Wiggins all over. Porter Jr. gets it to Wood in traffic. He fakes, shoots. It's off the rim to the right. Bazemore high in the air, gets the rebound down. Finds Curry in the front court, left side. Low entry pass to Looney. Looney back up top to Draymond. Draymond for three. Back rim no good. Olynyk clears. Here comes Tate. Timeline. Three-point line. Top of the key. Fakes. Drives on Bazemore and scooped it up and in. He kind of lulled him to sleep and then drove in on him. Had just enough. He's got two buckets. It's 8-7. Warriors up one. Draymond low right. Guarded by Wood, feeds Looney. Looney up top looking to facilitate. Hands off to Wiggins. Wiggins, crossover dribble down the lane. Back to Looney. Pump fake goes up. Blocked by Wood from behind. And we have a whistle and a foul.
There was a body bump there. And are they going to give Looney two free throws? I think they will.
Yep, he is. He's heading to the free throw line. Fouls on Olynyk. And that's his second. That's a big foul. Because he's playing so well for the Rockets, the former Gonzaga standout, drafted by Dallas in 2013.
I'm going back to DeShaun Tate, who scored twice. He likes the right side of the basket with his right hand. Undrafted rookie. He knows how to play, and he's having a great offensive year. And he knows how his way around the basket at 6'4".
Looney missed them both on the free throw line. Rebound goes to Wood. Wood to Porter Jr. Shoveled down to Brooks. Porter Jr., high screen and roll. Stops, dribbles, and threw it up short off the right-hand feed. Now Draymond gets a rebound. Curry with a chest pass that is a little bit behind. Bazemore, turnover. Tate gets it, takes it the other way. To the paint, to the corner. Olynyk, pump fake, sidestep to the left. Shoots, too strong. Brooks, offensive rebound. No good, a foul. And Golden State again with a stop, but not getting the rebound. That was the nightmare that was Minneapolis.
And you're talking about a 6'3 rookie coming in there, got it, and even had time to put it on the floor right in front of the basket, and he still got a good look at the shot. They're lucky it didn't go in.
By the way, our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And speaking of fundamentals, we were talking about the lack of boxing out the other night in the Target Center. What fundamental would you like to see come back into the NBA? You can hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Box. Send me an email at timroy@warriors.com. It's T-I-M-R-O-Y-E. Jim's on Twitter as well at UOGrad66. Free throw, one of two for Brooks. Curry comes back with a three at the other end and knocked that down. And it's 11-8. Curry with his second three.
Didn't even have to work hard for that.
The Warriors are on top. Tate to Porter Jr., right side. Steps out, shoots over Draymond, short. Rebound tipped by Bazemore. Nice play. Tipped it to Looney. Now Curry comes the other way. Right down the heart of the defense. Takes it from the logo. It's off to the left. And there's Tate again. Another rebound for the Rockets, who are in powder blue tonight. Long jumper up and good from the left side by Brooks. That's a three. We're tied at 11. Draymond Green wants Wiggins to screen for Curry. Curry gets it, finds Wiggins. Touch pass. Looney flies in for a two-hand slam. Best ball movement of the quarter for Golden State, and they lead by two.
Make the simple play. Hit the open man. Move without the ball. Make the simple play, and that's what you get.
Porter Jr. to Brooks. Rockets 5-37 in their last 42. Olynyk fakes, goes down the lane, shoots over Draymond, draws the foul. He's got a chance for a three-point play. We get to a break here. Warriors and Rockets, 6:03 to go first quarter, tied at 13 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Rockets about rebound, the Warriors 7-3. Deshaun Tate with two steals so far. Going back to April the 10th, he and Draymond were tied with the most steals of any player with 25. Tate currently ranked third among rookies at 1.29 steals a night. And he is active, and he's making himself a name in this league. He is eighth among rookies in scoring at 11.2, fourth in rebounding, 10th in assists, third in steals, 9 in blocks. He's got to make an all-rookie team as Kelly Olynyk heads to the free throw line to shoot two. And here's Steven Silas before tonight's game with comparisons Tate to Draymond Green.
He's versatile like Draymond is. He can defend multiple positions like Draymond. He's a little smaller than Draymond. It kind of just remains to be seen. I don't think anybody knew that Draymond Green was going to be as good as he was after 50 or however many games we played. He is a special, special person.
And one free throw good for Kelly Olynyk. Three-point play. Rockets have a one-point lead. Warriors on the attack. Draymond Green to the front court to JTA. Now to Curry. Juan Toscano-Anderson out there for the first time. Bazemore gets it on the right sideline. Misses a three. Olynyk will get it over to Brooks. And Brooks, in no hurry, throws it over to Porter. Porter, right sideline Olynyk. Mulder out there trying to pressure Olynyk. Ball on the bounce goes to Wood. Wood up top. Runs through a screen. Guarded by Curry to Olynyk. Downstairs over Mulder. In, up and good, and a foul.
Well, he didn't waste any time. Didn't put it on the floor. Turned it around and fadeaway jump shot with his length. And he got the ball in the paint. Not much they could do about it after he got it there.
The Warriors have a guard-heavy roster. And a guy like Olynyk, there's no matchup for him on the Warriors roster right now. You can't put Draymond on him because Draymond's got to guard Christian Wood. It's a real tough matchup.
That's why they had three men around him there, but still couldn't stop him.
Free throw, no good. Rebound goes to the Warriors. Curry gets it left sideline. Chased by two defenders. Hand off to Bazemore up top. Back over to Curry. Guarded by Olynyk. They clear the right side for Curry. Right by Olynyk. Shoots on the go. No good. As cutting him off was Tate. Olynyk on the jog. Takes it. Backs into Bazemore. Down the lane. Porter Jr. up. Short. Rebound tipped out. Mulder has it. Leaves it for Curry. Curry's pass deflected right to Bazemore. Got fouled. The bucket's good. No continuation for Bazemore. And so it's going to be a foul on the floor there. Or did they count it?
I'm not sure because he pointed, the official pointed to the floor.
Yeah.
Did they get the continuation?
Apparently not.
By the way, that last Curry where he hit the side of the backboard, he wanted to pass that ball, and there were no outlets there. There was just no angle to find somebody.
It's a side out for the Warriors. Bazemore will be the trigger man to Draymond. Top of the key, handoff Curry. Curry throws it back to Draymond. Nobody home. Ball saved at midcourt by Bazemore. Plenty of time, 12 to shoot. Down the right side. Gets Wood on a switch. Layup is up, no good. Got bumped by Wood, no call.
He should have been at the line.
Rebound goes to Brooks. Brooks on the far side, dribbles it up to Wood. Guarded by Draymond. Left-hand dribble, stops, drops tempo, locked up by Draymond. Wood has nothing to do but shoot it. It's up over Draymond, no good. And Draymond pulls down the rebound.
I think they could have called a travel on that as he changed his shot.
Backdoor cut by JTA, locates Bazemore on the right sideline, off the front rim for three. Wood bats the ball down. It's 16-13 Rockets, 4:10 to go first quarter. Wood on the right side, calls over Tate. Tate posting up Molden at the right box. Doubled out to Wood for three. It's good. Draymond came down and helped on that play, Jim.
Yep, but I'll tell you what. Christian Wood is having a heck of a year. He's really, really playing well. He's come alive here.
19-13, six-point Rockets lead. Draymond over the corner. Jumper on the way is up and good. Mulder with a three in the left corner. And he cuts the Rocket lead in half, 19-16.
Timely hoop right there.
The Warriors needed that one. 3:35 to go. Porter to Wood. Pump fake goes up over Draymond. No good. They call for a travel.
They finally, okay. He's had happy feet in there before.
Looking around the Toyota Center, we see what's usually the case, a lot of Warrior gear. A lot of fans coming out to see the Dubs. Deep in the heart of Texas. Curry, chest pass over. JTA, backdoor cut. Draymond, beautifully set up. A design play to get Draymond a layup. And it's 19-18. Juan Toscano-Anderson with the assist. Tate, crossover dribble. Gets the paint, bumped by Mulder, no call. Rebound goes to Poole. Poole, who's on the floor for the first time, surveys, waits. They leave him alone. He didn't shoot it. Draymond Green, pass inside to Toscano-Anderson, who gets a layup. Daquan Jeffries out there for the Rockets, and he got caught up in a switch. A 7-0 run for Golden State. They lead by one.
Yeah, they lured the defense there.
Brooks trying to penetrate. Gets it over to Wood. One-on-one. A little iso now for Wood. Lowers his head. Spins it up. Nothing there. Draymond has it. Draymond throws ahead for Mulder. Mulder wasn't sure. Ball batted down. JTA has it to Poole. Hand off Curry, left sideline. Steps around Tate, steps back, takes the three. It's up and no good. Whistle and a foul. And
I'll tell you what, not many people take that shot when the defender is right on your shooting hand side. But Curry went away with it anyway and may come away with three free throws.
Well, I think this may be challenged. Tate went over to Steven Silas and I didn't even touch him.
And they may
have a challenge. We may have a challenge when we come back. 2:26 to go in the quarter, 20-19. Warriors lead by one on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Courtney Kirkland made the announcement a moment ago. The Rockets have won the challenge. A call's been overturned. The mandatory timeout will be charged to Golden State, and it's a 20-19 Warriors lead, 2:03 to go. Because the ball was loose at the time, we have a jump ball at the center circle between Draymond Green and Christian Wood.
So Curry now 2 of 6, as that will not count.
Wood wins the tip, gets it back, and the Rockets have it. Going at the basket to our left. At the Toyota Center, Wood with it, downstairs, goes to Tate. Leans back on JTA. JTA just ripped the ball away from him. A steal for Toscano Anderson. Here's Curry. Hand off Poole. Stutter steps on Wood. Drives in. Goes up and scores. Tough hoop between two defenders.
That's impressive. I like that finish.
Yeah, that was an NBA move right there by Jordan Poole.
Very quick.
Wood. Lob to Tate. Tate working on Curry. Bangs him out of the way to the right box. Now doubled the box again. Wood takes a three. Same thing happened earlier in the quarter. Draymond doubling down off Wood, and Wood makes him pay. 22 all, Christian Wood. Both buckets coming off a double team of Jayshon Tate.
The last three games, he's averaging 26 and 15 rebounds. He's on a hot streak.
Poole takes a deep 25-footer, lands with a thud. Rebound goes to Wood.
Yeah, I don't mind if it's long or short, but when it's short and to the side, no.
Tate, lob inside. Good catch on the baseline. Throw back up top. Wood gets it down to the wing to Jeffries. Martin's out there. Jeffries takes the jumper from Martin Jr., gets his own rebound. Tate gets it over to Brooks. Pump fake, dribble drive by Brooks, scoop to the hoop, no good. Slapped away by Draymond, picking it up is Mulder. Toscano Anderson takes it across midcourt, throws to Draymond Green. Here comes Curry. Curry down the lane. Air ball, a 15-footer, no good. Rebound goes to the Rockets. Tate will run. Tate leans in, bumps Toscano Anderson right out of the way, gets the bucket.
He uses all that 230 pounds around the basket, doesn't he?
24-22 Houston. Curry on top of the logo. Waits, had the ball stolen away by Tate. Here comes Wood with it. Throws ahead to Brooks. Off blocked by Toscano Anderson. Knocked it out of there. Backing up cross court with a pass was Jeffries. Got to the side. Jumper by Brooks won't go from three. And Mulder with a defensive rebound. JTA saving the day there.
Yep, absolutely. Otherwise, Houston's up by four.
Curry with the final look of the quarter with 12 seconds to go. Curry between the circles. Throws right wing. Pool drives. Stops. Throws back to Curry. Curry in the corner. And we have a foul with 3 seconds to go. Curry got fouled on the play. I'm not sure, unless Houston has one to give here. It'd make no sense to commit that foul.
We'll have to wait till we see the quarter stat sheet, but Curry may have three turnovers by then, by the way.
Missed his last four shots. Toscano Anderson, pass to Curry, pump fake, takes a dribble, takes a three, and that's off the back rim. Warriors will be down two at the end of one. In this game, they have to have Houston 24, Warriors 22. Second quarter action upcoming on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, the Warriors down two at the end of one, 24-22. Stephen Curry's missed his last five. Rockets shooting 37.5%. Warriors have 7 points off of five Rocket turnovers, all part of your CarMax game summary as we start the second quarter. Neither team at full strength, but the Rockets severely hampered. John Wall, Eric Gordon, DJ Augustine, just to name a few, sidelined for head coach Steven Silas.
I don't think it's a great sign to have the opponent be ahead of you at the end of a quarter, Tim, when they're shooting 37.5%.
No, that's not a good sign.
And you have the same number of threes made, by the way. And you've capitalized on their turnovers. They've been fortunate so far to be that close, in all honesty.
So Golden State in a little trouble here. Again, one of the dangers of this kind of a game is, hey, the Rockets are playing free and easy. There is no pressure. I mean, zero. You know, veteran Warrior listeners will remember the Warriors had a number of years like what the Rockets are going through in the early 2000s.
They're starting five, all scored, and very evenly distributed.
Olynyk has it to start the second quarter with Porter Jr., Martin Jr., Jeffries, and Wilson. Is it me or are there a lot more juniors in the association than there used to be?
I agree, Tim, and I'm thinking the same thing all the time.
Olynyk drives on Wiggins, pump fake. Wiggins with a strip, whistle. We got travel on Kelly Olynyk.
Interesting.
Second travel called on the Rockets. Olynyk wears that like string-like headband, looking for an answer from Courtney Kirkland.
It must have occurred before Wiggins knocked it out of his hand, looking for a steal, evidently.
So, Wiggins out there with Poole, Looney, Bazemore, Toscano Anderson. Poole, far side, blasting, weaving, to no effect. Throws out to Looney.
Yeah, jump shot if he wanted.
Looney lost the ball on the deck, ripped away by Poole, who traveled. They didn't call it. Goes to the corner. Wiggins for three. Back rim miss, and Jeffries comes up with a defensive rebound, the former Sacramento King. Daquan Jeffries out of Tulsa. Gets it down to Porter. Porter down the lane, throws up top, and we have a whistle and a foul. DJ Wilson in there, 6'10", 231 pounds. Came over in the deal for P.J. Tucker going to Milwaukee. In fact, he had a nice game against his former club, 15 points and 12 rebounds the other night. Kind of got lost in Porter's 50 and 11.
He's a good offensive rebounder. Got to block him off.
Porter drives in, goes from the top of the key to the rim. Nobody stopped him. Bucket good for Porter. 7-0 run for the Rockets. They lead by four. Poole to Bazemore to Looney. 15-footer for Looney. Back rim, nothing there. Defensive rebound, K.J. Martin Jr. Drafted by Sacramento, originally. Porter Jr. down the lane, throws the ball back, stripped away as Wilson could not finish. And now here comes Toscano Anderson to Wiggins. Goes to the corner. Bazemore run off there. Back up top, JTA, now to Poole. He'll shoot top of the key of the three. Slides it home.
Now that was the best ball movement we've seen from the Warriors. And reading every line there defensively and just taking the extra pass, and you get wide open.
Porter Jr. sees Looney on a switch. Backs him out. Wants to get a running start. Now he'll lob it inside, threw it right to Toscano Anderson, who in turn batted the ball to Wiggins. Wiggins now drives on Olynyk, stops and pops, flipped it up, no good. Tipped out by Looney, but grabbed in transition by K.J. Martin Jr. Now to Olynyk, goes to the corner. Jeffries there, lets it fly. Three ball left corner pocket for Jeffries. Rockets lead 29-25.
Another undrafted player, you'll never be more open than that, Tim. I don't know where the defense went on transition.
Poole to Bazemore, back to Poole. Poole dribbles it over to Toscano Anderson, back to Bazemore, fakes and drives, shoots a runner, bank shot, nothing there. Rebound, Wilson. Wilson over to Olynyk.
Bazemore just can't get on the board.
Olynyk, cross-court skip, got it to Jeffries in the corner. Downstairs, goes to Martin. Martin with a left-hand little jump hook from the left box. Turning wide shoulder, makes it 31-25 Rockets, and the Rockets getting a bigger lead with their bench crew. Steve Kerr, hands on hips, watching right now as Toscano Anderson feeds Looney. Looney, hand off to Wiggins. Wiggins puts it on the deck, cut off by Porter. Goes left wing to Bazemore, downstairs to JTA, up top Poole. Pass a little bit behind him, batted in the air. Olynyk has it, four on one, lob inside. Jeffries with a two-hand slam. Steve Kerr's going to call timeout with 8:56 to go in the second quarter. And Golden State is down by eight. Rockets of 33, Warriors 25 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. This isn't February, but that's the point. Still Black History Month. The Golden State Warriors are proud to launch the Beyond 28 podcast, presented by Chase. The Beyond 28 platform is centered around honoring, celebrating, and exploring the powerful impact of Black culture on our lives. Join the conversation by subscribing today on all podcast platforms, or go to warriors.com/beyond28. Warriors on the downside of 11-3 run, 33-25 Rockets. Warriors with the ball going left to right, need to regroup here with 8:54 to go in the second quarter.
1 of 5 so far in this quarter. It was a three. Houston's 4 of 5.
Wiggins to Poole. Poole with a three on the right side. Off the back rim, no good. Slapped out by Bazemore to Wiggins. Wiggins down the lane. Goes up left hand. Finishes strong.
And that's more like it. Decisive.
Wiggins gets his second bucket of the half. On the far wing, Porter Jr. with the dribble. Holding, waiting. Olynyk with a screen. Porter waits for it. Gets it now. Steps back. Takes an 18-footer contested. Off the iron. Looney fumbled the rebound, but then hands it off to Poole. Poole the timeline. Over to Looney. Hand off to Poole. He'll drive, shoot that runner. Banked it home on the left side. Boy, he is really starting to use that for effect. I asked him about that on our roundtable program. He says it's a shot he's been working on.
Yeah, well, he did it on the run there, and he loves to catch that ball and turn the corner on it.
Olynyk with a pump fake. Got Wiggins in the air. And a foul. Olynyk will head to the free throw line. That is Canadian on Canadian deception.
Tim, that last play by Jordan Poole, he'll learn to come off that screen a little bit and slow in hesitation and then turn it on, and he'll beat his man more often and make it easier.
Two shots for Olynyk. He heads to the stripe. Well, the Warriors need to get some momentum going. Assistant coach Aaron Collins, who heads up the defense, and they have to start locking in.
I think the key really has to be on the defensive end, just focusing in, obviously defending without fouling, taking away middle drives, controlling with what we can control with, and sticking to our game plan, and just really keying in on that end of the floor
Olenek missed the first, made the second, so it's 34-29 Houston. 7:48 to go before halftime. Wiggins on the right side to Poole. Chest pass back to Wiggins. Rockets in the zone here. Toscano Anderson gets it over to Mulder in the corner. Back up top to JTA to Wiggins. Wiggins tries to break down the zone but dribbled it right to Olenek. Easy steal on the break. Olenek, slow motion move to the rim, and he laid it in.
Turnover number six, Tim.
Yep. Unforced error there. Rockets ball was basically handed to them.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Olenek is going to press people out top and have quicker hands, but he came away with it.
Poole to Wiggins to JTA, right side to Mulder. Catch and shoot three. Got it. Mulder from the right wing. The truth is out there.
Yep, he's 2 for 2 tonight. Both from long range.
36-32, 7:05 to go in the first half. Porter now down. Lob inside. Layup is up and good for the Rockets and Kenyon Martin Jr.
Nice play by Porter, though, just to lob it there.
The son of the former New Jersey net. Now a long shot up and no good. A foul as Poole was taking a three. He's going to walk over and get three shots out of the deal. Jordan Poole heads to the line. By the way, our Twitter question, where and how are you listening? And, of course, what fundamental would you like to see come back into the NBA? Well, Friedmax is the fundamental mid-range jumper. JR down in the South Bay. It's in the box out.
Yep.
Which is one that is good. Bay Area man listening on 95.7. Well, Ryan says he'd like to see less reaching. Of course, you can join Ryan and John Dickinson on our flagship station after the game to talk about Warriors basketball in the NBA. It's 95.7 the game.
I like both of those. And yeah, you can reach and try to steal the ball, but so many times when you reach, that's when the opportunity for an offensive move and go by you results.
Poole makes 2 of 3 and has cut the Houston advantage to 4. Ball up top. Porter Jr. has his choice of screen, sort of a UCLA Hornets look there as Porter Jr. now drives, goes in, leans back, though, caught his own shot off the block by Toscano Anderson, grabbed it and flipped it up and in. So now it's 40-34 Houston. Hand off JTA front court to Mulder. Low pass, good catch by Poole. Goes to the corner. Baseline drive Wiggins. He caught the ball standing out of bounds. So if you had 6:22 to go in the first half, as the first time that would happen, that would be one fundamental I would like to see come back to the NBA. The guys not stand out of bounds and catch the ball.
How about this? It results from a negative first step, if you can decipher all that. I know you understand that, Tim. Instead of going forward, you go back with a foot. I have no idea why.
The turnover with 6:22 to go before halftime. Steph Curry comes back in at his usual time.
Maybe Wood, get hot.
Wood gets it on the side to Wilson. Wilson directing traffic, feeds for Tate, but Tate denied by Curry. Ball goes right to Poole. Poole in transition to Wiggins. Same spot in the corner, but not out of bounds. Dribbles it middle to JTA. JTA doesn't look at the basket. Hand off to Curry. Curry goes behind the back. Step back on Wood. Throws over to JTA. Back to Curry on the logo. Doubled to Poole. Poole fakes. Finds JTA with a beautiful pass inside. He turns, shoots, and misses.
He didn't think he was going to get the ball. He's just trying to clear out.
Yep. Now a lob inside for Wood. He'll make the catch. Goes up strong and a block by Toscano Anderson knocked it away. Poole takes it in transition. Feeds to the right corner. There's Mulder. Three ball spins off the rim. Porter Jr. with the rebound. He wants to run. Takes it to the timeline. Three-point line. Comes middle. Sees lots of Warriors waiting in help position. So he terminates. Goes downstairs. Little post up and a layup is up and good for Kenyon Martin Jr.
Poole's got to go to ball side there. When the man cuts into the middle, just let him cut in there. And then you go between him and the ball and the passer.
5:18 to go. We'll take the break. 42-34. Rockets lead by 8 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network. Presented by United Airlines. Well, Golden State down by 8, 42-34. 5:18 to go in the second. Warriors have 13 assists on 13 buckets. They've been outscored, though, 24-14 in the paint. And they have only 2 fast break points. The Rockets are dead last in the association, giving up over 15 of those a night. So the Warriors need to get the ball out and go if they're going to get back into this game. And right now the Rockets playing with the lack of pressure that teams in their situation play in. We seen that with Warrior teams in the past.
Well, once again, the Warriors this game are getting out-rebounded, and that takes away opportunities.
With the ball, Draymond Green throws it in. Warriors on the attack. Curry gets it in the front court. Curry on the far side. Chest pass to Draymond in the lane. Goes out to Mulder. He's parked in that right corner for good reason. Yep. Buries another one and cuts the Rocket advantage to five.
Yeah, they found the hot hand.
Got 9 points on four shots. Three makes, all three threes. Brooks backs it out to the right side. Gives it now to Tate. Tate drives on Bazemore. No look to the corner. Drive by Martin. Strip whistle and a foul. Yep. Bazemore out the reach in. Kenya Martin Jr. will go to the free throw line.
Sometimes they try to take the ball, and Bazemore did on that time. Rather than jump and challenge, he felt he wasn't going to get there in time. And so he doesn't jump, and he reaches in, and I have no idea. I guess he's just trying to strip the ball early.
Well, Steve Kerr talked about what he can learn from a blowout loss.
Well, you learn a lot about individuals, and then you learn about them collectively. You learn about combinations that may not work or may work. And as you go through the course of the season, you sort of get a better feel for your team.
Martin Jr., who has definitely not the body of his father. There's no question about that. Kenyon Martin Sr. was a large human. Hits two free throws, 44-37. A pass by Bazemore goes about three rows up, almost over the entire Warrior bench, and out of bounds.
You've got to see the defense coming. You can't all of a sudden change things and find an open man by something that's impossible to throw.
Porter Jr. finds Brooks. Brooks now hand off to Porter Jr. topside. He'll drive, kick out. Far side, Brooks for three, deep three. Spins off the rim, and Draymond Green with the defensive board. Has trouble with the handle in the backcourt, now gets it into high gear. Feeds Curry. Curry, quick release. No splash, though. And Olynyk, a defensive board for the Rockets, who are wearing powder blue. He'll exchange with Porter Jr. Porter Jr. takes it topside, guarded by Bazemore. Screen set again, pick and roll. Porter Jr. open for 18, buried it.
Made it look easy.
Yep.
Nobody defends from 18 feet.
Largest lead of the night for the Rockets, 46-37. Draymond Green right down Broadway goes up, blocked by Olynyk. Whistle and a foul. Olynyk and Draymond, they have a mutual admiration society as Olynyk helps him up.
Yeah, good sportsmanship. He got the ball, but knocked him with his body.
Somewhere, probably in the state of Michigan, probably about 10 guys who used to play for the Pistons probably all shaking their head going, you don't help him up. Draymond Green's first free throw goes in and out.
And yeah, they were a little reckless, though,
yes, they were.
The Motor City in those days.
Our Twitter question, what fundamental would you like to see come back at Warriors Box? Or you can send me an email at timroy@warriors.com. Margie in the Dublin says box out. Boxing out, according to Pop Rock Soul. Marion says free throws. She's syncing up the TV with the app. We appreciate that. And Draymond Green at the free throw line. He made one of two. 46-38. Porter Jr. in the front court for the Rockets. They look in fine. Wood downstairs. JTA, low base defensively. Left-hand dribble for Wood. Doubled. Kicked it up top. Porter Jr.'s open for three. The Warriors are doubling at the box, surrendering threes, and the Rockets are hitting. Olynyk now with three fouls after that foul on Draymond, so you might want to attack him if possible. Wiggins settles for a jumper instead and hits out from 18 and makes it 49-40 with 3:07 to go before halftime.
I think you can get those shots all day long if you're patient. You don't have to do too much.
Porter Jr. on the left side. Casually launches a three, partially blocked by Wiggins. Air ball goes to Bazemore. Dribble drive down the lane. Feeds Draymond. Misses the layup. A late whistle and a foul on Wood, who got Draymond on the shoulder. So Wood picks up his first foul. Well, Tim has an interesting one. The fundamental he would like back, Jim. He goes, how about the fundamental two-point shot? He goes, where is the Ewing baseline jumper? Or Tim Duncan off the glass, or MJ from the corner elbow? Now, we do see, like, the elbow jumper. Kevin Durant's going to live with that until he retires.
Right.
So he's one guy that can do that.
The rest of the players, they play different positions on the floor now. And they make Patrick Ewing. He could shoot from the outside.
Yeah, well, he's a good shooter.
He wouldn't mind the corner three.
And that, you know, that's something he, as Draymond hits both free throws to make it 49-42 Houston. That was something Ewing really worked on. He was not that shooter when he got to the league. Tate, crossover dribble on Draymond, runs him over, stumbles, whistle with a foul on Draymond.
Wow.
Courtney Kirkland calls a blocking foul.
He went through there like a locomotive.
Draymond had position. It was on a dribble, and Draymond was guarding him from the top. So take away the restricted area. That doesn't come into play there. He's not a weak side defender. He's a strong side defender. And he was there. He raked his arm, but it should have been an offensive foul.
That's what, of course. That, and we all thought it was going to be that way. I think everybody on the side of Houston was thinking the same thing. They feel very fortunate that he makes the first free throw.
Two-time defensive player, not two-time, but defensive player of the year. And guy with a great defensive reputation, but apparently the reputation call is passing. Well,
this is the way,
certain reputation.
This is the way Deshaun Tate plays. He likes to move people out of it, uses his body. He's a lot like Barkley inside.
Missed the second. He's quieter, though. 50-42. Rockets lead by 8. JTA throws out a wild pass to Draymond at the far hash mark. Swings it to Curry in traffic. Downstairs, Toscano Anderson. Up top, Wiggins. Over to Draymond. They wait for Curry. Curry can't get open, so Draymond takes a three. Missed it. Long rebound. Brooks. Brooks throws ahead, but JTA with a steal and the save. Wood gets it. Now over to Tate. Tate traveled and turned the ball over. Wow.
I thought they didn't count the gather anymore.
Well, that was the gather. That was the go to the grocery store. That was the grab, the gather the groceries, and just
and the
roll
step
out to your car. Long pass, Curry, layup by Wiggins. No good, but he got fouled by Tate. The Rockets were flat-footed and did not get back on defense. And so Golden State gets a break, and they'll go to the line with Wiggins. They had their backs turned. They were still complaining about things, and Tate had to foul Wiggins.
And recognized by Curry immediately. They're walking back with their back to the offensive players.
Yeah. Have to be aware. Now here's, I pronounced his name wrong. I apologize. Bjorgvin is listening on the NBA app from Reykjavik in Iceland and says he would love the players not to step out of bounds on the sideline drive. Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one.
Good Nordic name.
Yes. I would like to get Dub Nation to start that Icelandic cheer they did at the World Cup for their soccer team. Oh, that was sweet. Two free throws good for Wiggins.
See if the Warriors have 2 minutes left here, down by 6. See if they can get it even by halftime here. Starts with the defense.
50-44, Rockets up 6. Tate, high screen roll. Just a little simple pass to Wood. He'll turn. Shot blocked by JTA again. Here comes Draymond Green with it the other way. Left to right on your radio dial. Flipped it to Curry. Off a screen. Sets his feet. Lets it fly. Above the break on the right side. No good. Toscano Anderson ends up on his backside in the paint. And a foul call. This will go against Houston.
My concern, Tim, is Stephen Curry will never get a better look from three-point range.
No.
In rhythm. All the time in the world. And it comes up short.
He's missed his last 7.
Yep.
He's 2 of 8 from 3. And Jim, you know, but as we said the other night, it just takes one.
Yes, I understand that. Well, they could use him coming in the second half. We know that. So, Toscano Anderson at the free throw line, down by 6. Tim, he has saved 2 baskets by his blocks. Otherwise, the Warriors would be down by double digits. And then that last one, too, he blocked another one.
Even.
But the other's a point blank.
The save at midcourt.
Yeah.
Wood ended up getting the ball, but it disrupted the flow of the Rockets.
Yep.
And what happened? Tate travels. You know, he makes all these little plays, and that's why he's going to be in this league for a long time. He makes plays that other guys either can or won't do. He hits both free throws, 50-46. Warriors down 4, minute 46 to go. 9-1 run for Golden State to get back in this thing.
That's good.
Brooks dribbles out toward half court, terminates. Finds Porter Jr. on the logo. Off a pick by Wood. They get a switch. Porter Jr. guarded by Draymond. Warriors in help position. Porter Jr. puts it on the deck down the lane. Leans back and scores. got that foot up in the air, and Draymond retreated 52-46. Draymond quickly to Curry on the right side. Left-hand dribble, got fouled on the way, tried to bank it home. And he'll shoot two with 76 seconds to go in the half.
I think Curry's the best in the league at knowing the whistle is coming and make sure he gets rid of that ball to get himself to the free throw line. He thinks and reacts so quickly.
And he says right now, Jim, that he's seeing the floor better because of his experience.
It's a constant pursuit of just trying to get better. And when you're out here, the game slows down. You start to see, you know, lanes and be able to create space and be efficient. But obviously, confidence just comes with, you know, those reps. So been grinding for a long time. And thankfully, I'm still playing well.
Curry misses a free throw, which is, you know, we expect him to make them all. He makes the second. So it's Houston 52, Golden State 47. Final 70 seconds of the half. Porter Jr. coming right. Weaving, right-hand dribble. Wearing high socks and red sneakers. Crossover, flipped it outside. Brooks, not afraid to fire from 25. Did not draw iron. Rebound to Draymond. Quickly to the front court to Curry. Brooks right there. Curry shoots anyway. Misses that. And defensive rebound for Martin. Got it to Wood. Wood will stop and pop. In transition three, the new millennial fast break is no good. Wiggins tipped the rebound to Curry, leads JTA on a break, and he scores a driving layup. It's a one-possession game with 40 seconds to go before the break.
Position for two for one here.
Toscano-Anderson fights through a screen once, twice, contests the three. Short rebound, Bazemore back to Curry with 27 seconds. No chance for a two-for-one, so Curry will be in no hurry. Shot clock differential about six between the two clocks. Both teams in the bonus, and neither team a foul to give. Curry waits for Bazemore. Splits traffic. Takes a three off of that action. Off the rim. Wood defensive rebound. 7 seconds. Trapped in the backcourt. Feeds over to Porter Jr. Throws to the wing to Tate. Tate shoveled out to Brooks. Corner three. Good if it goes. It does. And the Rockets get a bucket to beat the buzzer. And they lead 55-49 at halftime. In the game the Warriors have to have, game two of this road trip, the Warriors are down by six at the break, and there is work to be done in Houston. Coming up at halftime, R.C. Davis from our Valley Studios will get you up to date on other action in the association on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, the Warriors need to get the ball a little bit more inside in the second half. They have been outscored by 10 points in the paint, 26-16. I'd like to see them get out and run some more because Houston very susceptible to transition points, and the Warriors have only four fast break points. They do have 9 points off turnovers, so they're down 55-49. No Warrior in double figures. Nine for Mulder. All three are threes. Nine for Poole. And nine for Wiggins. Curry was seven, was 2 of 12 from the field. Rockets get 14 from Kevin Porter Jr. on 6 for 14 shooting.
Tim, the Warriors are shooting 40%. The three bench players who played, Mulder, Toscano Anderson, and Poole, 8 of 12 from the field, 4 of 7 from three, and they've combined for 24 points, almost half the points of the Warriors total today, and so they've been really good off the bench.
So Golden State will be on defense to start the second half. Rockets going left to right. Full court pressure by Wiggins on Porter Jr. Wiggins, who has played every game for the Warriors this year. And every night, he's playing one of the other team's best offensive players. Wood, pick and pop to open the game. Right side three. Nothing there. Draymond with the rebound. Same five that opened the game for Steve Kerr. As Looney will pass to Draymond left side. Curry trying to get free, cut off by Brooks, comes to the left side, gets the ball, sort of a post-up for Curry, spins into a jumper and knocked it down, spinning right shoulder.
How about that? So he plays from inside out instead of outside in. He got a kick out of it.
He's going to start calling it one down, I think, as the drive by Tate won't fall. Rebound to Looney. Curry, middle of the floor, left-hand flip to Bazemore on the right side, backward flip to Curry. Curry sees a double team, waits for traffic to clear, drives on Brooks, shoots a playful runner, no good. Looney got the rebound, but will be called for over the back on Wood. That'll be the second foul on Kevon. And, of course, you would know that's the first team foul, half number two.
Let's see if their rebounding can pick up a little bit. That's one reason they can't run. They give up too many offensive rebounds, and it hurts them.
Porter Jr. throws high post to Wood, flipped it back to Porter Jr., coming off that 50-point, 11-assist game against Milwaukee. Porter Jr. gets it to Olynyk. Line drive three. Back rim miss. Bazemore the rebound. Flipped it right side to Curry. Chest pass to the right wing to Wiggins. Jab step into a jump shot. It's a three and missed it. Wood has the rebound for the Rockets. They lead by four. Back door cut for Tate. Goes up. Got fouled by Draymond.
You could just see that coming. Tim, that was such an opportunity for a backdoor cut. Everybody from the weak side even should have seen that coming.
Yep. Just seems the Warriors have been a step slow.
Yeah. There's where's the sense of urgency?
The question to a lot of the Warriors and head coach Steve Kerr after the game the other night was, are you guys tired?
Yeah.
And it looks like maybe mentally, Jim, they might be a little tired.
Yes. And you know, the mental then turns into the physical on the floor. I agree with you. That's where it would be.
Tate hits the second of the two free throws, 56-51. Just underway second half. Warriors down by five. Rockets have controlled this game. Draymond Green leaves it for Looney. Looney, dribble handoff to Bazemore, wants to go on Olynyk. Takes a baseline, spins back, in trouble, takes it outside, flipped it over to Curry off a back screen, pump fake, fly by, three ball, no.
If he misses that, I can't.
Wood with the rebound, takes it in transition. Wood drives on Draymond, runs him over. That's got to be an offensive foul. It is.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that eight straight missed threes by Stephen? I believe it is.
I believe it is. I believe you are right.
Wow. And wide open.
Warriors are 7 of 25 from beyond the arc.
You know, this is the same kind of play they called a blocking on Draymond in the first half when he got run over.
Curry doubled. Feeds Looney, bounce pass, Draymond gets to the rim and dunked it down.
Oh, stretch the defense. If they double-team Curry, make them pay the price.
56-53, Rockets lead by three, 9:45 to go third. Tate dribbles it up with Olynyk settling in the paint. The jumper is good for Tate. He has shown us just a little bit of his arsenal. He's got a jumper, he's got a runner, and he can post people up.
Well, the same thing's happened in that first half. Draymond helped out inside on Olynyk and then lost it.
Curry loses it, stolen by Wood, leads Brooks on a breakaway, goes up, blocked by Bazemore. Curry with a defensive rebound. Spins away, comes the other way. Heading at the basket to our left. Wiggins right down Broadway. Nobody stopped him. Gets an easy layup. At Golden State now down 59-55. Olynyk the other way. Knocked away from behind by Bazemore. Olynyk then runs into Looney. And that is a big-time collision for Looney.
Let's see if something transpires again. Where Draymond's helping out, Olynyk has a height advantage. You mentioned about it in the first half, Tim, that you know it's tough for a small man to guard him.
Jumper by Tate after the inbounds. We didn't see the inbounds because the TVs were showing replays. Warriors get the rebound. Curry to Wiggins. Rocks into a deep two. It's up and good. It's a two-point game. Steven Silas once time with 9:01 to go in the third quarter. Rockets 59, Warriors 57. This is the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Golden State in Houston. It's game two of the road trip. Warriors trying to get a win here to try to right the ship after three games where head coach Steve Kerr says they lost sight of details.
When you're shorthanded already and you're a team like we are that is battling for everything every single night, you can't afford those letdowns fundamentally. And so I like the team's mindset. I think we have guys with great intentions. I think they're playing hard. I just think that we got to be a little bit better with the details in order to get the wins we need.
Rockets with the ball to the timeout, 59-57. They lead by two, 8:54 to go in the third. Brooks on the bounce, got it to Wood at the top of the key. Hands the ball to Kelly Olynyk, throws it back to Wood, who fires from three. Off the rim, no good. Porter Jr. the rebound. Wide open is Tate for a triple. Nothing there for Curry to get the board. And Curry takes it across midcourt. Comes left with the dribble. Into a handoff to Wiggins to Draymond. Now to Bazemore. Back to Wiggins. High screen by Looney. They get Olynyk on a switch. Wiggins stops. Locked up by Olynyk, who stripped the ball. Falling down was Wiggins. Lost the ball. Turnover. Olynyk leads a 4-on-3. Dribbles in. Got it to Tate. Steps around Draymond. No good. Ball tipped out. And Curry grabs it the other way. 3-on-2. Bounce past Bazemore. Left side Wiggins. Look out. A right-hand slam by Andrew Wiggins. And we are tied at 59 with 8:05 left in the third.
First time a tie since the first quarter. And Houston missed an opportunity. They should have made the layup.
Porter Jr. Dribbles out to Wood. Open three look. Too strong. Rebound run down smartly by Curry, who judged where it was going to fall, and then took the deflection. Curry, left hand flip to Looney. Back to Curry. Stop and pop three. Curry for three on the left sideline. Golden State had not led since it was 22-19. They're on top now, 62-59. 7:35 to go in the third. It's a 9-0 run. Here is Porter Jr. to Wood. Wood. Jump pass inside Olenek, batted away by Draymond. Wiggins gets it out to Bazemore. He'll stop. The new Millennium fast break doesn't work out for Bazemore as he misses the three.
He had a one-on-one. Go all the way to the basket. Make sure you get two.
Porter Jr. the other way. Head fake. Throws to the right wing. Brooks launches. Front rim. Looney, defensive rebound. Curry falls down. Got tangled up with Tate. Draymond takes the front court anyway. Looks for Wiggins. Wiggins has Brooks on a post-up. Low left. Double team coming. Finds Bazemore. Top side three. Swish for Bazemore. That's a big bucket for Bazemore. His first make of the night. And a timeout for Houston. The Warriors have jumped out. But no, I thought it was a timeout. No timeout. I hear a whistle. 65-59. Golden State leading by six. Porter Jr. to the near wing. Crossover. Gets to the right. Takes a jumper over Looney. Can't find the range. Here's Olenek. Put back from four. Couldn't find it. And Bazemore clears the rebound. Curry on the go. Curry stops and fires from 28. He got fouled on the play. He's going to shoot three. And the Warriors, just like turning a light switch, have turned into a different ball club.
Well, Curry got his confidence in that three-pointer that he made after missing eight straight because he didn't have time to think about it. He gave the ball up, and it was a little give and go, and he got it, no dribble whatsoever, so it was a reaction play. So then he's not thinking about it and aiming it. He just played freely and more naturally.
Well, Kelly Olynyk running by, got him on the hand. Not a smart foul by Olynyk. It's his fourth foul. Curry misses the first. Makes the second. It's a 12-0 run in just 2 minutes and 46 seconds. Kenyon Martin Jr. back on the floor for the Rockets in the front of the jersey. Olenek to sit down. Front of their jersey, say H-Town.
Olenek actually blocked part of the ball, but then he came down and hit the hand. If he could have avoided that, he had a block three.
Rocket fans have seen these kind of Warrior runs in person before.
What a
run. Seeing it again. Tonight, 2 of 3 for Curry. 8-point Golden State lead. They're large to the game.
2 minutes here.
Porter Jr. to Brooks. Brooks jab step into a three. Missed it badly. Draymond takes the hard rebound off the glass to the trailing Bazemore. Comes middle on the dribble. Wants to get the ball to Curry. He does. Curry throws it out to Draymond. Relocates the corner. Gets the ball back. He'll fire. Three ball. Right corner pocket for Stephen Curry. It's an 11-point lead.
Did you have confidence on that one, Tim?
Oh, that was going in.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
was no doubt about that.
Yeah.
He even turned around and looked at their bench. Somebody was saying something to him. Houston, 1 of 14 from the field this quarter. Porter Jr., hand off to Wood in traffic, tied up by Draymond. Goes up, got hammered by Looney from behind.
What a play by Wood, though.
Yeah.
He just out-hustled and out-muscled everyone inside to keep it alive.
What?
A good rebounder.
That last play, if you want to show kids, the kids watch Steph Curry all the time.
Yeah.
If you had a young kid who wanted to learn about offensive basketball, you could just tell him, just watch Curry when he gives the ball up. Where does he go? What does he do?
Right.
He doesn't stand.
He doesn't stand and watch, no.
Yeah.
He has something in mind, and he creates it. He creates plays and open opportunities without the ball being in his hand.
Every night he's running a couple of miles.
Yeah, a lot of people think, you know, young players say, I got to have the ball to score. No.
No.
If you're playing with guys that know how to play basketball, you can utilize your skills and your foot speed and your movement to get open and make it easy.
Wood missed both free throws. Draymond swings the rebound to Curry. Curry gets a drag screen crossing half court. Guarded by Wood on the switch. Step back. He can feel it now. It's a heat check three for Curry as he was falling down. Knocked it down. It's a 20-0 run for the Warriors. And they lead 73-59. That was totally ridiculous from Stephen Curry. Porter Jr. gives up his dribble outside. Cut off by Mulder. Here is Martin with a left-hand flip in the paint. No good. Tip, no good. Wiggins defensive rebound. 5:15 to go. Wiggins throws to Draymond. Barely got across half court. That was close. Draymond looks for a cutter. Hand off Curry. Again, guarded by Wood. Step back, crossover to the right hand. Between the legs, behind the back, blows by him, gets to the rim, got fouled, and shoots two. He couldn't get the and one. He can't believe it. He's very upset with himself that he did not finish that play.
He's mad because he had it. It was an easy basket, and he got very nonchalant with it. Got casual at the end on the finish. And he missed it. And he'd make that 19 out of 20. He knows it.
It was 59-53 with 9:25 to go in the quarter. And 4 minutes and 23 seconds later, as Curry hits the first free throw, leading scorer in the association has made it a 21-0 run. Make it 22.
He's got a 16-point quarter, Tim, and that's not unusual for him, is it?
No, it's not. That's a day at the office for Stephen Curry, who all of a sudden has 22. Porter guarded by Wiggins. Martin comes up to try to give him some help with a pick. Pick set. Porter gets no advantage. Dribbles it to Wood. Wood loves that top of the key three, but can't find the range tonight. Draymond with a rebound. Falling out of bounds, gets it ahead to Curry in transition. Curry drives on Porter, beats him like a drum, inside hand, left side of the bucket, laid it in, and the run continues to grow. It's a 24-0 run right now. Timeout Houston, 4:35 to go. In under 5 minutes, the game has gone from 59-53 Houston to 77-59 Warriors on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 24-0 run in 4 minutes and 35 seconds for Golden State. Curry had 15 during the run, or he has 15 during the run right now. And it's 77-59 Golden State with 4:35 to go in the third. Just crazy.
Curry alone in this quarter has outscored Houston 17-4. Himself.
Warriors 10 of 14 in the third, 4 of 7 from distance. Rockets 1 of 16 in the third, 1 of 10 from distance. And the Rockets have the ball after the timeout. Warriors were on the downside of a 28-0 run against Dallas just a couple of games ago. 28-4 since halftime. Warriors, Porter Jr. lob to Wood, gets a dunk. So the 24-0 run ends with 4:14 to go in the third. 77-61. Mulder with the ball. Finds Draymond. Top of the key right. Curry trying to navigate through bodies. Can't get free. Mulder gets it back to Draymond. Now to Curry from where it says Toyota Center. Spins. Drives right. Takes a deep two off the dribble. Tough shot. Rolls off the rim. And the rebound pulled down by DJ Wilson. Gets it over to Porter. Porter, head fake on Wiggins. Steps around him. Throws inside to Wood, who gets an easy lay-in as he sealed off JTA. So back-to-back buckets for Wood, and it's a 14-point Warriors lead. Wood now at double figures.
They have some terrific undrafted players.
Curry off a pick, wide open three topside. How'd they let him take that? He drains it, and it's 80-63 Warriors. Curry now with 27 and has six threes.
20 in this quarter, Tim.
Yep, another day at the office for number 30. Wilson, stripped by JTA. Draymond takes it, three on two. Bounce pass, Mulder, layup good. That's a beautiful fast break for Golden State, and they lead by 19.
Textbook three on two. Beautifully done by Draymond. Absolutely exquisite.
Mulder finishing with the right lane. Ran the right lane hard, didn't stop at the three-point line. Porter Jr. trips and falls, and it's a foul. You know, Porter Jr. is very young, and he's going to have some ups and downs in his career. And you hope it's a long career. Remember, Brandon Jennings, Jim, had 55 against the Warriors in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
His career did not turn out the way we all thought that night what it was going to be like.
He was a terrific one-on-one player, and I remember that game distinctly.
Foul's going to be on Mulder. Oh, no, they called that Wiggins. My bad.
I thought it was on Mulder, too. So did he.
Yeah. It's his second for Wiggins. Road trip continues back-to-back Monday and Tuesday in the Big Easy. Huge games for the Pelicans and the Warriors. 4:30, the tip on Monday. 4 o'clock pregame show. 5 o'clock tip on Tuesday. 4:30 pregame show. Porter Jr. cashes in for two here from the stripe. 82-65, 2:45 left in the third. Curry, left sideline. Exchanges with JTA. Draymond to JTA. No look to Poole. Poole's open in the corner. Can't find the range on a three. Great ball movement, though, and Martin has the defensive rebound for the powder blue-clad Rockets. Porter Jr. on the right side. We think it's an homage to the Oilers, because that powder blue, to me, has never been a primary color for them anyway. With the dribble. I don't even think teams have colors anymore. Wood comes baseline. Double team. Stolen by Curry. He tightropes the baseline. Comes back the other way. Takes it across midcourt. Drifts to the right. Gets a screen. Takes a three and knocks down another one. Just like everybody does. His 7-3 of the night. He's got 30. It's 85-65. 32-6 push for Golden State. Post up low left by Tate. Into a double team. Ball knocked away. Here's JTA. JTA in transition. Gets the ball to Curry. Got a whistle. We got a foul. It's on Toscano Anderson for running over Wood.
And that
trying
shot,
to set a screen.
Curry shot the three. I think it was going in too.
23-point third quarter for Stephen Curry. Yeah, JTA, his idea of the screen on that play was a I'm going to put my forearms up and knock you out of the way. See the jump stop. That's where the jump stop would have come in handy. Set the screen. What fundamental do you want back in the NBA? Hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX, or any comment about tonight's game. It's Warriors VOX, or send me an email at timroy@warriors.com. Tate dribbles, lost the handle, pressured by JTA. Tate dribbles it to the backcourt, touches it, and that play went nowhere for the Rockets. A turnover on the over and back. Warriors up 20 with a minute 20 to go in the third, and this quarter cannot end quickly enough for Stephen Silas.
Nope. The Rockets out there, they've been hit with a sledgehammer, and they don't know how to get out from under it.
Curry catches. He looks to shoot a three, steps in, takes a shorter three, missed that. He caught the ball 30 feet and said, no, I'll try to get a better one. Olynyk comes baseline, makes a move, bounce pass through the legs of Tate, ends up down to Jeffries. He'll find Martin. Martin wants to drive. Hero steps his way to the cup and gets the ball to crawl over the front rim and drop through.
During this run here, see, they're discombobulated, is Houston. And they're going a lot more one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
That you can see it.
Well, the Rockets have scored only 12 points in this quarter. Draymond Green to Curry. Back to Draymond. Over left side, Poole. Open three. No good, but a whistle. As Poole hit the deck, he got fouled.
Young players fouling three-point shooters. It's a cardinal sin.
That is a no-no. Well, Poole on the Warriors roundtable on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game earlier this week, talked about the bond he made with Warriors guard Nico Mannion down the G League bubble.
We spent a lot of time together, and it was good for our chemistry on and off the court. And, you know, we're somewhat similar in age, and last year was a bit of a gap, you know, between me being the youngest and the rest of the guys. So having James and Nico around a little bit, you know, makes it a little bit better. But shout out to him, and in our chemistry off the court is definitely shown on the court.
Poole hits the first to two. Poole 11 points in 12 minutes. The other part about it, he's got a couple of rebounds. If he can, that's the next step for him, is not only just to score, but add to other points of activity on the floor, so that he can become a well-rounded player off the bench. So on the nights where you're not shooting well, you're still giving the club something. He hit all three. He's got 12 points. Porter Jr. rocks into a jumper to try to get two for one. Missed it. Curry got the rebound with 29 seconds. Does the math in his head quickly and says no. He's going to take it to midcourt and wind it down. A 6-7 differential. Curry with the ball. The other four Rockets all looking at him. Now Poole gets it off a pass off a double team to Draymond. Back to Poole. Poole fakes, steps over, takes a three off the dribble. Not a great shot. Rebound goes to the corner. Grabbed there by Jeffries. 2 seconds, 1 second. Martin from midcourt doesn't look and gets the shot off after the buzzer. Was reluctant to shoot it there. Stephen Curry, though, in the third quarter, helping the Warriors to a 24-0 run in 4 minutes and 35 seconds, a 23-point third quarter, and 5 assists, 6 rebounds. And at the end of 3, the Warriors on top, 88-67 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, it's a 88-67 score at the end of 3. As the Warriors outscored the Rockets 39-12 in the third. Golden State shooting 13 of 21 in the quarter. They were 6 of 12 beyond the arc, including 5 of 7 for Curry, who had 23 points. He was a plus 27 in the quarter with 6 rebounds and 2 assists. Rockets with that 4 for 21 shooting. They were 1 of 11 beyond the arc and had 5 turnovers. Again, only 12 points. So Golden State taking control of the game. Curry with his 32nd career 20-point quarter, and the 6th time he's done that this year. It's all part of your CarMax game summary. Wow, Jim, the game changed.
Absolutely. Lightning struck.
Yep.
With about 7:42 to go when they just went on that 24-0 run. Just a remarkable quarter. And then, of course, Houston was all out of sync. 1 of 11 from 3 for them in that quarter.
Jordan Poole with the ball, takes it to the front court. Warriors going at the basket to our left. Wiggins on the near sideline, pressured by Olynyk. Throws to JTA, down to Bazemore, down to Looney. Cutters commence. Ball goes to Poole. Poole doubled, finds Looney, goes right to the cup and scores a layup. Come on, Looney gets a bucket. Looney, that's only his second of the night. He's got 4 points and 3 rebounds, but he has handed out 4 assists.
Well, he's shooting 67% because he's 2 for 3.
Ball inside. Quick cut and a score for Wilson. As he flashed to the basket, gets the pass and laid it in. 90-69. Underway here in the fourth. Second game of the road trip. Wiggins outside the arc. Puts it on the deck. Runner, right hand, good. Just inside the broken circle, 92-69. Wiggins now with 17.
He's going to convert so much more often when he gets to the right hand there, no matter where he ends up in the lane.
Now a dribble drive by Porter Jr. The pass was kicked, apparently. Shot clock at 14. On the Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, you got to be scoreboard watching at this time of the year. 9:34 to go in the third. Pelicans lead Minnesota 76-72. Hands off to Porter Jr. off the inbounds. Throws out to Olynyk. Two hands the ball. Skipped it to the corner. Daquan Jeffries, good pump fake. He puts it on the deck. Finds Martin. Kenya Martin Jr. can't find the range. Left side above the break. Looney hands the rebound to Poole. Poole on the accelerator. Goes in. Throws out. JTA up top. The trailer is Wiggins. The three ball is no good. And Olynyk has the board for the Rockets.
I like the way they made that play, though.
Olynyk dialing long distance, missed the shot, but a foul inside because the Warriors in defensive transition did not locate the only Rocket that was in the paint, and that was Kenya Martin Jr. Other games tonight, the Hornets welcomed back LaMelo Ball and Malik Monk, and they win tonight. Pass inside by Olynyk, deflected away by Poole. Turnover on the Rockets. Bazemore to Poole at the other end. He'll go hard to the rim. Blocked away by Jeffries. Looney has it. In trouble. Wheeled it back outside. And a whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul on Kevon Looney. Kenya Martin Jr. slapped away his hand. Apparently Looney had his arm locked around the waist of Kenya Martin Jr. It's a fourth foul on Kevon.
Interesting. Looks like he just was getting out of trouble.
Yep.
After a hard-fought rebound.
Hornets beat Detroit 107-94, so that's the only final we have so far tonight.
They're going to be better every year. They've got good young players.
And a good coach, Kelly Olynyk. A lot of firepower from the wing on that team. Olynyk stumbles into Porter Jr. in the corner, trying to get some space on JTA, takes the jumper, it's up, no good. Good defense by Toscano Anderson, didn't commit a foul, didn't give him room. Bazemore with the board. Poole, right side, right corner, JTA. Holding, waiting. Dumped it downstairs, but it was...
Wiggins didn't keep coming.
Yeah, Wiggins stopped on his cut on the baseline, and Olynyk stepped in to steal it. Porter Jr. navigates down the lane, forces up a shot, no good. Wanted a foul call. Not going to get that. Poole has the board.
As I said, they keep going one-on-one.
Steven Tsai was trying to back up his player, saying that had to be a foul. Toscano Anderson to Bazemore. Bazemore stops off a screen, open look, and nails a three. 95-69 Warriors We played almost to 3 minutes of the fourth quarter.
After missing his first four or maybe even five shots, he's got a hot hand there.
Behind the back pass by Porter Jr., stolen by Bazemore. He's fouled immediately by Olenek, which will halt play. Kelly Olenek has committed his fifth foul. Again, that's another fundamental we could talk about here, Jim. Guys just fouling after a turnover. They had two defenders back and Bazemore coming the other way. Why foul?
Exactly. They do it to stop the break, but that's an excuse. There's no break because you've got numbers in the backcourt waiting for you. One thing about Olenek, he's looking for his shot every time when he gets the ball and then pass second. Sometimes then nothing materializes. Makes the defense better.
The O and Olenek must stand for offense, and Bazemore gets it over to Looney. Looney on the right side. Hand off to Poole, back to Looney. His shot blocked by Martin. He's got great hops, and here comes Wilson, two on two. He drives into trouble, flipped it to the corner. Daquan Jeffries with a three. Olenek offensive rebound, put back, blocked by JTA. Second chance by Martin, blocked by Looney, out of bounds. It's a block party in Texas for the Warriors.
Now it looks like they're going on their third straight win against Houston this year. First one in March, and then in April, early on. Here they are again, and Houston looks more like a YMCA team right now. They really do.
Seven blocks for the Warriors tonight. Porter Jr., tap of the key, changes direction. Backs up, throws the ball now to Kenyon Martin Jr., and he doesn't either see or care about the shot clock. He just puts the ball on the floor and dribbled the clock out.
Tim, in the first half, I thought Houston looked like the better YMCA team because the Warriors didn't get a wake-up call. They finally did that third quarter, and it's been gang. They're going to be up here like 30 in just a few minutes.
Poole takes a three off a screen, misfires on that. The other game the Warriors are keeping an eye on, but the Memphis Grizzlies are controlling their game in the third against Orlando as Jeffries gets to the cup and scores to make it 95-71 Warriors. 7:55 to go. Memphis in the third leads Orlando 81-64. Slow-mo Kyle Anderson with 21 for the Grizz. Wiggins with the screen. Wiggins to the top of the circle. Let's fly a jumper that was short. And the rebound pulled down for Houston by Martin. Porter Jr. to Olenek. Steps into an open triple. That's short. And the rebound to JTA. I think Steve Kerr might want a timeout here. It's getting a little sloppy. He does. We will take the break with 7:24 to go in the game. Golden State 94 and Houston 71 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Stephen Silas is the head coach of the Houston Rockets. His dad, the legendary rebounder Paul Silas, and I shouldn't say rebounder, great player in the NBA. Years ago, he visited Oracle Arena, and I finally got somebody to tell me a good Al Addle story.
Al was tough. Al would not take any stuff from anybody. I remember one time when Al and Zelmo Beatty got into a fight in Omaha, Nebraska. I could not believe Al took Zelmo, picked him up, laid him down, and pounded him. And I'm saying this guy is 6'1", and Zelmo's like 6'9", 6'10". I'd never seen anything before like that in my life. Now, when I get a chance to know Al, how nice a fella he is, I couldn't believe that he has this kind of anger in him at that time. But Al is one of my favorite people of all time. He's a very, very good guy.
A lot of respect there between the two guys that battled with the Warriors and the St. Louis Hawks. A pass to Mulder goes off his hand after the inbounds. It's a turnover. Warriors get a turnover out of a timeout. Leading by 24, 95-71, 7:15 to go here.
Paul Silas is one of the few players in this league who went through three decades. Started in the late 60s and went to 80-81, Tim.
Well, I tell you, and every time he went to a team, that team started to win. Tate dribbled it off his back heel to the sideline. Pass blocked by JTA. Now Wilson takes a jumper. It's a three, no good. Tate gets the rebound. Slow motion, left-hand move is up, and it's true. Sean Tate getting some work done here. Poole and Mulder play catch. Mulder gets wide open for a three. No good. Tate the rebound. Rockets have numbers if they hurry. Tate down the lane. Bumps Mulder out of the way. Rejected by Jordan Poole, but a whistle and a foul.
That's a nice block, though. He got up. Timed it perfectly.
Poole got hit in the eye in the exchange.
I remember, I just got to say something about Paul Silas when he was a Celtic. And the guy that was the most upset when he got traded was Dave Cowens.
I mean,
he was absolutely, because he just couldn't believe it.
Mulder got the foul. He kind of reached back and got him on the shoulder. I mean, it's 95-74. Golden State on top. 24-0 run. This game was Houston's game up until the third quarter. And the Warriors went on a 24-0 run in over 4 minutes and changed the game. Second free throw no good at Golden State. Now leading by 21.
They look like a team that was back in the championship years in 16 and 17.
Poole to Wiggins. Mulder right corner, right side. Wiggins, Poole downstairs. Good pass to Looney. Seals off Tate, lays it in, gets the foul. And Kevon Looney with a chance for a three-point play. And that's what you like when Jordan Poole is making plays like that.
Yeah, that was good vision to see him. And he had to thread the needle perfectly there.
And coming off the bench, Jim, I mean, he's played 19 minutes. But, it, you know, his average is around 1-1, rebound and assist. Tonight, it's 3-3. That's what you would, you know, if you can get to that point where he's starting to get multiple rebounds and assists per game, then you've got something.
Well, you've seen the way he plays, and he's one of those young guys that thinks he has to score much more and shoot, you know, more often. That's the problem.
Looney missed the free throw. So it's 97-74. Rockets with the board and the ball down the baseline. Ball rotated up. Tate gets it over. Now to Brooks. Brooks hands off in the corner. Double clutching is Anthony Lamb. The Vermont Catamount saves the miss. It ends up in Martin's hand, and he gets a dunk as a result. Great hustle by Anthony Lamb.
Yep, but defensively there, the Warriors, you can't relax until you get the ball.
First player from Vermont in the NBA. Wiggins takes the three on the left side, gets it. The Warriors to the century mark. They lead 100-76. 5:29 to go. Tate with the ball right side, dribbled it into a turnover. JTA will pick it up, spins to the middle, shoveled it off to Poole on the left, looks for a trailer, finds Mulder. Mulder lets it fly, knocks down another one, his fourth three of the night, and a timeout for Houston. 103-76, 5:14 to go on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, from Elias, the Warriors with the 16 buckets in the first half and 16 assists. The third time in the last 23 years the Warriors have had all their field goal attempts of a half assisted. Second half against Chicago back in 2001. First half in 2016 against the New York Knicks, where they had 26 assists and 26 field goals against New York. Also, Juan Toscano-Anderson tonight. 5 blocks and 3 steals. Last Warrior to do that, DeMarcus Cousins, back in March of 2019. And the 24-0 run, the longest run for the Warriors this year. Longest since a 25-0 run against Brooklyn. Brooks for three, off the inbounds for Houston straight away. And Brooks gets one to fall. He's now 3 of 9 from distance. 103-79 Warriors with 4:56 to go in the game. Changes now. Alan Smilagic and Nico Mannion are off the bench. So Smiley getting some runs. See if he can get some confidence going. Mulder to Smilagic. Doesn't look. Now dribbles. Drives in. Running hook shot from the right baseline is no good. Martin with a rebound.
Tough if you don't use the board on that one.
Martin lowers his head. Draws a foul. Throws the ball up. It goes over the backboard, but
he'd be on Smiley.
I really hope as a league we look at that in the offseason and stop just rewarding offensive guys by running into defense.
Exactly.
Guys.
Creating the contact and not even thinking about finishing the play in a proper way.
Gloria checks in on email, timroy@warriors.com, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, about our Twitter question, where and how are you listening? And of course, what fundamental would you like to see come back to the game? And she would like to see players take three-point shots without jumping into opposing players in order to get a foul call. So there we go, right on cue, Glory.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I really like that.
It's the same concept.
I'll tell you what, how come no one's mentioned traveling, changing pivot feet? They're very sloppy nowadays, I will say that.
Mulder with the ball left side, two free throws, good. For Wilson, Poole saved it from going backcourt on the long feed. Smilagic gets it, lowers his head, he draws a foul, and it's on Kenya Martin Jr. Smilagic last year had some good minutes for the Warriors and had some confidence going at times. But this year, the confidence has just not been there. Toscano-Anderson catches cross-court on the right wing. Mulder to Smilagic. Now he'll drive on Wilson. Pump fake goes up. A little step. Missed the layup. Rebound Mulder. Out to Poole. Poole wasn't ready for the pass. Deflected off of his hands out of bounds. There was 3.6 on the shot clock. It was going to be tough for him to make something happen there. But it's a turnover either way on Golden State.
Smiley had a good shot and didn't utilize it right and made it tougher when it missed.
On the dribble. Brooks to Wilson. Hands it back to Brooks. High screen and roll. Wilson the catch. Open. Shot. No good. Smilegate for the rebound. Poole leads Mannion down the left wing. Nico Mannion. Pass over to Poole to Mulder. Mulder rocks into a three. Knocks down another one. That's number five on the night for Mulder.
That's got to be career high for him, isn't it here?
I think six is his career high. Did it recently. Mulder now with 17. 106-81. Ball gets to Lamb. Lamb takes a three because everybody's taking threes tonight. It's like Oprah Winfrey. You get a three. You get a three. No, you get a three.
42 by the Warriors so far.
Yep, and the Rockets' average is 40 a night. Up, and they've got 38.
Yeah, they'll get there.
They'll get there, absolutely. They'll get there. But it is worth one more than a two. 106-81 Warriors. Down the lane, Wilson comes from the top of the key to the rim with a dunk. Steve Kerr wasn't happy about that. Bounced up out of his chair. 106-83, play call for Mannion. Terminates his dribble. Finds JTA, middle of the floor, back out to Nico. Nico wants to shoot, gets a three, wide left. Rockets with a rebound. Now driving was Lamb. He ran into JTA. It's going to be an offensive foul. Toscano Anderson kind of protected his head when he fell there.
Yeah, those 13 stitches.
13.
Was it 19?
No, I heard it was like in the 30s.
Goodness. In the 30s?
That's what I heard.
Why don't we see a big scar there?
I do not know. Nico Mannion will bring it across with 2:50 remaining in the game. Finds Smilegate, and then Mannion cuts away. Smilegate hand off to Poole. Poole rocks into a 27-footer. Back rim miss, long rebound JTA. Back to Poole. He'll take a 24-footer, and that one's good. Well, again, ESPN stats and info says that Curry outscored the Rockets 23-12 in the third quarter. As it's 109-83 here, a jumper from the right wing by Martin, no good. Mulder pulls down a rebound with 2:19 to go. And according to Elias, it's the first time in his career he's outscored an opposing team by double digits in a quarter. Wow. Boy, the Warriors looked like a team that was in a little bit of a funk, and they looked like a mentally tired team. And all of a sudden, somebody, you know, reached back and turned down the switch.
Tim, Curry was 4 or 5 from three free throw line in that third quarter. He'd had 24 if he hadn't missed that free throw. He'd have doubled what the output of Houston was.
I'm not sure we have a little halt in play here. Now, finally, Courtney Kirkland gives the ball to Nico Mannion. Mulder with a catch on the right side. Now puts it on the deck. Drives, goes up, blocked away by Wilson, but the Rockets lost it out of bounds.
Nope.
As Brooks and Wilson were fighting for it, Golden State will get it back.
Mulder went for that dunk, and we've seen him do it in recent games. He went for that right-handed dunk, but he was met at the top.
Poole in the corner, stepped out of bounds with the ball with 2:07 to go. And that was truly a negative step. just kind of backed up and said, okay, I'm just going to step here. And... wow.
I know.
Rockets with the ball. Game 3 of the road trip on Monday in New Orleans. Another big game. They're all big games right now. Kenyon Martin backs up Smilegate and scores over him easily with a right-hand flip. 109-85 Warriors, minute 50 to go. Mannion calling for a screen. Gets it to Poole. He gets the screen. Finds Mulder. Mulder to Mannion. Mannion off a Smilegate pick goes to JTA. He'll pump fake, puts it on the deck. Good bounce pass. Smilegate misses the layup inside. The rebound goes to Martin. Got to convert those. And then Brooks dribbles it and it hit Courtney Kirkland. He was standing out of bounds and it's Warriors ball. Referees are part of the floor. Then
yep.
They're out of bounds.
Toscano Anderson's played 33 minutes tonight. He's taken three shots. And he's just selfless.
Poole waiting. Lobbed it to Smilegeats at the foul line. Throws it back up top to Mannion. Final minute 24 of the game. Mannion penetrates. Bounce pass to JTA. He'll fake and fire. Three ball from the corner, no good. Ball tipped away. That's run down by Wilson.
You just have to root for that young man, JTA. That was in and out.
Wilson drives into Smilegeats, runs him over. It's a foul on Smilegeats, and it's going to be two shots.
Those are the ones, Tim, where, I mean, looks like travel, might have been traveling, and you're not looking to make a basket as much as draw some kind of contact and hear a whistle.
You know, I always wanted Wilson to be on the same team with Ray Spalding, who got released this year. You know, so you can get the little castaway thing going there.
Okay.
So, hey, by the way, we want to tell Warrior fans that New Era is proud to be a partner of your Golden State Warriors and to bring you the sweepstakes you cannot miss. Enter for a chance to win a New Era cap prize, along with a cap prize pack, an autographed Warriors item, and a VIP experience for two. Go to warriors.com/new era to enter. New Era cap, the official cap of the NBA.
If you were doing Wilson and Spalding, you'd have to have middle name of Boyd.
Wilson with a couple of free throws.
If you remember.
Warriors get a turnover. Now a jumper by Brooks on the right side. No good. And the rebound goes to Smilegeats.
He can rebound.
Locates to Poole. Poole gliding down the floor. Spins to the rim. Nice move. Set up Lamb and then spun right off him to make it 111-87. 40 seconds to go. Now the only thing left is to get either Mannion or Smilegeats into the scoring column. Martin shoots up an air ball. Smilegeats another board, and here comes Mannion down the right sideline. Wants to drive. Stops and shoots a teardrop on the way. It's up and good. That's a tough shot.
Yep. But you got him out the Snyder.
113-87. 20 seconds to go. Mannion trying to knock the ball away from Brooks, who gets it back. Shot clock at 9.
Good defense
by Mannion. Ball goes to Wilson. He'll take a three. Blocked outside by Poole. JTA with it. And he'll bring it up the floor. Crossing midcourt. Ball game's over. And the Warriors all of a sudden got their groove back in the third quarter. A 24-0 run for Golden State. Sets up an outstanding third quarter for Stephen Curry. He had 23. Warriors trail 55-49 at the break. Curry was 2 of 12. And then the run came. And the Warriors, part of a 35-8 push. They led 88-67 at the end of the quarter. They win 113-87, back to 500. And a big, big, big two-game set in New Orleans Monday and Tuesday night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.